Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Well, the texts are flying in, and can I tell you, you all have a very low opinion of how we do driving in Ireland. Not even driving in wet weather, driving at all. And I'll get to some of those texts in just a moment. But we're talking about this because research published by insurer Aviva says that 30% of drivers they surveyed admit to using their phone while driving. Half of those say they do so without hands-free, and most of them said they were just checking maps and directions. Well, to talk about that and other bad habits on the road, we're joined now by Jennifer Kilduff, who's Head of Marketing and PR at the AA. And Jennifer, you're welcome. Do you think it's only 30% of drivers using their phones?
Hi, Sarah. Do I agree? I can't argue with the statistics that the research has shown. However, you know, in real world terms, do I believe it? I actually think it could be higher. You know, when you're asked, do you do the thing you're not supposed to do? The accuracy of those responses can be questionable at times.
Yeah.
So you know,
talk us through some of the other things maybe that might be like distractions, like, you know, a hot drink in the car, a cup of coffee, or, you know, a cold drink. Any drink in the car really is sort of dodgy, isn't it? Or potentially dangerous.
It is, yeah. So like there's a multitude of distractions such as eating, drinking, even adjusting the controls in your car, but, you know, picking a Spotify playlist before you set off. Those can all be distractions. Passengers in the car, kids in the car, animals wandering about the car, being tired. There's so many different distractions that we could, you know, have a whole show on.
Yeah. And do you think people take them seriously enough? You know, when people get in, I think people get so used to driving that they just sort of treat it almost without thinking. Like, for example, with what footwear they're wearing. Now, this has happened to me a couple of times. I wear Crocs at home a lot. I find them really comfortable around the house. And the odd time I get into the car wearing my Crocs without realising. And I notice it straight away with the pedals and I go and change because I couldn't drive with Crocs on. But people do, like with flip-flops and with big boots. And that makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And I think because driving becomes second nature to most people, you know, it's easy, like you said, dropping to the shops in your Crocs or your flip-flops. It's highly dangerous. You can lose control of the car while driving, and some footwear is just not practical. You can't really feel the pedals. Even heavy work boots sometimes can be restricting. You know, bring a spare pair, like me. Keep your flats in the car at all times, you know.
High heels.
They're dangerous.
No, they're dangerous.
No.
Oh God. Okay, they're not.
No.
Okay. Okay. Lots of texts in on this because we asked specifically about driving in wet weather or bad weather, given Storm Kathleen is coming this weekend. We got a text from this person saying, the worst driving I saw was last Monday afternoon, the Easter weekend. I was overtaken on the hard shoulder just outside Longford. Mm. The driver drove up the hard shoulder to pass out a line of traffic that was ahead of him. We should be able to submit dash cam footage to the Garda for them to act on it and possibly submit points to dangerous drivers. That's actually not specific to bad weather. That's just bad driving. But this person says 75% of drivers don't even indicate. So there's no hope of getting them to respect weather conditions because there's no consequences. Do you think Irish drivers on a whole, Jennifer, make allowances for the weather?
I'd like to think they do. There's enough kind of weather warnings now for storms and flood warnings. So like, you know, all you have to do is prepare, be safe, use your indicators. They're on the car for a reason. Prepare your drive ahead of time. Keep your hands on the wheel if it's windy. You know, if you see any flooding up ahead, reduce your speed, assess the depths. There's so many things that you can do.
You're never actually taught, I don't think, are you? I don't think those 12 driving lessons that you have to do now because I learned to drive before that. But maybe you are taught, are you, in those mandatory driving lessons about how to drive in bad weather?
It's been a long time since I did my driving test or lessons,
but
I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, there are so many driving advice on Road Safety Authority's website, our own website, theaa.ie. There's so many blogs out there that can give you handy tips just to be careful in strong winds and in flood situations.
Some more texts. In Ireland, nobody can do a right-hand turn. This, you know, it's true, says this person. They don't even bother with road signs. They drive cars on the brakes. I don't really know what that means. They can't use the gears in the cars. They spend their road trips on the phone and they don't give a damn about the speed limits. So that person has a very low opinion of how we drive. Another person says, I've seen a man in my hometown twice scratching a lotto card whilst driving.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's distracted driving is probably one of the more serious issues, Jennifer, I'd imagine.
Yeah, like, you know, there, I've heard stories of people shaving behind the wheel on the M50, you know. So, I don't know, understanding the rules of the roads, you know, some people can't understand how to go around roundabouts, use of lanes on the motorways. There's, I could list... plenty as well.
Yeah, I mean, roundabouts, don't get me started on roundabouts, particularly in some cities, which shall remain nameless for the moment. drivers should remember the right-hand lanes for overtaking, that says another person, and I mean, and so say all of us, I have to say, for anybody who's used to driving on the motorway. Just finally, there may be, or there will be, a very windy aspect to Storm Kathleen landing this weekend. If people do have to drive, and if people are being told to stay indoors where it's going to hit particularly badly, but if they do have to drive, how do you deal with the wind and the gusts, particularly if you're in a higher side vehicle?
It's literally just preparing your route, check out your destination, go the quickest, most straightforward route, keep your hands on the steering wheel, and watch out for kind of high risk vehicles such as motorcyclists and trucks. Sometimes the winds can kind of sway them into, you know, they have difficulty staying in lanes if it's very strong. Keep a safe distance and check your tyres and your windscreen wipers. That's the most basic thing.
Okay. Jennifer, some great advice there, and thank you for joining us. That's Jennifer Kilduff joining us there from the AA.